Have you ever wondered how critical thinking can enhance emotional intelligence in your child? That's the intriguing intersection we're going to explore today. Emotional intelligence is often seen as a soft skill, but it's immensely powerful and crucial for children's development. Helping children become emotionally intelligent involves teaching them to recognize and manage their emotions, as well as those of others, effectively. The fascinating part is that critical thinking can play a pivotal role in this journey. How? By enabling children to analyze and evaluate their feelings and reactions, thus leading to more thoughtful and empathetic interpersonal interactions. To start, let's delve into why emotional intelligence is so important for children. Emotional intelligence forms the bedrock of our social relationships. It determines how we manage behavior, navigate social complexities, and make personal decisions that achieve positive results. For children, developing this kind of intelligence means growing into adults who can understand their emotions without being overwhelmed by them, who can empathize with family, friends, and peers, and who can respond to challenges with calm and rationality. Thus, it's not only about handling their own emotions, but also recognizing and respecting the emotions of others. Now let's discuss how critical thinking comes into play. Critical thinking helps children question and analyze both their own emotions and the emotions of others. It's about taking a step back to reflect on how we feel and why we feel that way. This reflective practice is crucial when it comes to controlling emotional responses and assessing situations more objectively. For instance, when a child is upset, teaching them to ask themselves questions like, "Why am I feeling this way?" or "What can I do to change this situation?" stimulates critical thinking that directs them toward problem solving rather than simply reacting. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily schedule can further boost this synergy between critical thinking and emotional intelligence. Mindfulness is about having a heightened state of awareness and attentiveness to the present moment without judgment. You can integrate small mindfulness exercises into everyday interactions with your children. For example, during your father-child time, you can try a mindful minute where you both sit quietly and focus on your breathing. This simple practice can help center their emotions and enhance their focus, which is essential for both emotional intelligence and critical thinking. Engage your kids with thoughtful discussions and activities centered around emotions. Ask questions like, "How did that make you feel?" or "What do you think they were feeling and why?" Providing scenarios or stories where characters face emotional challenges can also stimulate critical discussions. Encouraging children to express how they would feel in similar situations and what they might do differently helps in honing their critical thinking skills while expanding their emotional understanding. As fathers, you can model the kind of emotional awareness and problem-solving you want to see in your children. Show them that it's okay to discuss emotions openly and honestly. You might say, "I felt really frustrated today, and this is how I managed it." By doing so, you're teaching them an invaluable lesson: to process emotions constructively and share them without fear of judgment. Creating a safe space where your children feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and feelings is fundamental. Be approachable and open to their concerns, no matter how small they may seem. This openness reinforces trust and strengthens your bond. The benefits of nurturing critical thinking and emotional intelligence in your children extend far beyond childhood. These skills prepare them to become adults who are resilient, adaptable, and equipped to handle the complexities of life. By teaching them to think critically about their emotions and those of others, you're fostering an empathetic worldview that will serve them well in personal and professional interactions. So I encourage you to practice mindful dialogue during your after-dinner time with your children. Create that sacred space where ideas, emotions, and stories can be freely shared. Let your home be a training ground for critical thinking, where emotional intelligence can flourish. Remember, these mindful moments of dialogue aren't just conversations. They are the building blocks for a future filled with understanding and connection. Thank you for joining me today. I hope these insights inspire meaningful interactions with your children. Until next time, keep fostering those powerful connections.